we're back again. Welcome to Hot Shots, the podcast about women learning to play football when you're no spring chicken. I'm Kate and our team is Hot Women FC, the Hotties.
I'm Adele, and in this episode, we'll be talking about how teams have been restarting training and playing since lockdown measures have eased. We'll also be talking to the fabulously named Intermigin FC.
So how has the whole lockdown experience been for you, Adele?
Well, I mean, I had kind of fantasies about having more time on my hands, achieving lots of things, you know, painting rooms. And actually, it's quite the opposite, where I feel like I've actually achieved nothing except ate more than I should and I drunk a little bit more than I should.
Apart from the fact that you've kept a full-time busy job.
Well, yes. You know. Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't be too hard on myself, really.
No, you shouldn't.
And during that time, I did manage to keep up my couch to 5K. But yeah, lockdown was, if I'm honest, it didn't really change much from my normal day to day, apart from the fact I couldn't go out and see my friends, you know, which I missed and all those kind of things.
Seemed like you worked harder, if anything.
I did. I worked harder. That is true. How about you? How was your lockdown experience?
It's been a little bit tricky. Work-wise, it's been a little bit tricky. I've had not as much work as I have needed, but the running really, really kept me going for a bit. I did manage to complete the couch to 5K and I achieved my goal. My goal was to complete 5K in under 30 minutes and I did
well
it in 29:23. And then I stopped. So I'm going to this sounds like a very familiar thing for the podcast. I am going to kickstart my running again and keep that up.
And well done you. So when you started your couch to 5K, did you think this is doable or do you think this is impossible?
I thought it was quite hard. It was a good thing to have a mental challenge.
Yeah.
And a physical, you know, mental challenge and related physical, to a physical one. Yeah. So, yeah, but, you know, yours is not an unfamiliar story. You know, lots of people have been sort of saying they had things they wanted to do. But I think the key thing at the end is to sort of be kind to yourself and go, well, actually, I've got through.
Yeah. I mean, I was a bit disappointed, but then I had a word in my own ear.
What did you say to yourself?
I said, Adele. There's plenty of time to paint the banisters, and every time I look at them, it's fine.
So there you
go. I move on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Premier League.
Oh yes, please.
Liverpool FC.
Yes.
Champions.
Finally.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, it was so hard, you know, after such a long pause. But yeah, me and CJ are delighted, as are all the other Liverpool fans around the world.
And for us Seagulls fans, we stayed up.
Yeah, so that's
close shave, close shave.
That is brilliant, because it was kind of just before lockdown. It was a little bit squeaky bum time.
It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Could have gone either way. We did it in the end. I'm so pleased. My dad's proper made up. And of course, last week, first time back in lockdown, the Albion had some people at the ground.
Yeah, so there were 2,500 fans attending at the Amex. Did your dad go?
He didn't go. He watched it on his Albion app, which is a thing, apparently.
So it'd be interesting to hear, you know, how that was for the fans, because I think 2,500 is very low. What's the capacity at the Albion? Is it?
It's nearly 30,000, yeah.
So, yeah, from what I've heard, it was okay, but it was obviously very, very different. So then what about the Hotties? What's going on with the Hotties? We've had a couple of small kickabouts, haven't we, up at Stanmer, like a couple of small groups just getting back together.
So when we were allowed to, socially distancing, we went out, didn't we, in some small groups to a different park than our normal one, Stanmer Park, because we thought that might facilitate the social distancing a bit better. Well, it was just nice to see everyone again, wasn't it? And to do something, you know, with people that weren't from your household, to see our friends in the team again, just kick a ball around. It wasn't quite as we would have hoped, but
it's a kind of joint thing, isn't it? It's a sort of social venture as well as a physical challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the main thing. Also, we've got a couple of friendlies booked in.
We have.
With HRT United. And that's going to be in Seaford in September.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean,
I can't wait.
What a match.
I know, right?
The Hotties versus HRT United.
I wonder what the average age is going to be of that. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And then, of course, we've got Crawley Old Girls. First time we played in our home pitch in Brighton.
Yeah, so up at the Manor. That'll be in October. That's going to be a great game. Be brilliant. It's nice to be able to play again, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, set these things up.
So we're back practising on every Tuesday and it is just fab, isn't it? Mm. We've really... I think our skill level has increased no end. How has that happened? I don't know.
Can you shut the door? Because that racket in the kitchen from the chef. No, you're absolutely right. How has that happened when we've had so many months of not playing, yeah. do you think?
Well, I don't know if people were practicing at home, keep your uppies. I don't know whether our level of fitness is better. I don't know whether what Nikki's taught us, Coach Nikki, has kind of sunk in, you know, but our passing and we're finding the back of the net.
Our passing's better. I think our positions are better. And all in all, it's all coming together, isn't it? It
certainly is.
And we've also got new bibs with logos on them.
Yep, in a lovely luminous green.
Or yellow.
Like the socks you used to get in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So as we get back to playing and training, we'll look north for another women's team's experience coming out of lockdown. First, though, we asked Intermigin FC about their name.
It was very much a democracy of what we were going to be called. I'm very much an Atletico Pathetico, but Intermigin was voted in by everybody. And then since then, I just don't think we could be called anything else.
Maybe Intermawine, but...
It's got a certain ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about, you know, how you've come out of one lockdown into another version of lockdown? You know, how has that changed for you? How have you started training again and playing again?
Basically, as soon as they said that you could have these bubbles, we started again pretty much straight away. Obviously, the facilities we use, Rothall Juniors, is a really big club and they're keen to get everybody restarted as well. So we ended up starting in bubbles of six. So we had a full pitch, so we'd have like 12 ladies at a time. So we rotated it. Everybody came fortnightly then. And that's how we did it. And it was probably really good for us because we really did concentrate on all you could do is your ball mastery stuff. And that were it really, you know, and fitness stuff. You weren't allowed to use goals. We weren't allowed to play matches. You know, we just had to make the best of what it was. And it was just nice to get back out and see girls really again, because obviously there's loads of us, we've just not seen each other. They're from all over, aren't they, girls mm-hmm. who come.
Are there any nerves around the whole COVID pandemic? You know, have you got everyone back or are people holding back?
So everyone was, I think, so desperate just to get out and, like you say, do see someone, you know, see different people and just, you know, get back to some sort of normality. So though it was very different at the beginning, you know, with the bubbles and, like you say, you know, you were literally in your groups of four, weren't you? But I've not had anyone that didn't want to come back because of COVID. I think it probably made more people want to come back and motivate them, really.
I've had loads of inquiries since we started back training properly about spaces. Can people come down? So, you know, we've still got all of, you know, safety stuff there that we're going in, we sanitise our hands and we don't share bibs and we wipe girl posts down, do all that business. But everybody's just like, let's just get on with it.
Yeah, it's a real mental shift, isn't it? Sanitising the balls, not sharing bibs. It takes a lot of effort, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It took a lot of effort at the beginning, and credit to Alyssa, you know, even just organising the groups. I mean, she had like a rota going, and Alyssa sorted all that out, which was a logistical nightmare.
I wanted to get out of the house. I'm sick to death of looking at my husband, and I'm like, let me get out. As soon as we can get out, let's go.
Yeah, I guess we're all kind of slowly getting used to this new way of being. And like you say, we just all have to get on with it, won't we?
Yeah. We always give out a can of gin and tonic for the trainer of the week. So we even sanitise that, put in a little plastic bag. And, you know, so you could just come and get it out of my boot bag. I'm not going to touch it. I thought, we've got to carry on doing this. This is like a tradition now. So
it was actually better when we were in the bubbles because you got more chance.
Yeah, because we had one each. Yeah, we had one each for that.
Great. So can you tell us a bit more about your team? You know, how and why did your team start up?
So Alyssa and I, our kids go to school together. So we do the school run every day. And we've been talking for months about, you know, starting up a football team. So we used to take the kids to park run on a Sunday morning at a local park. And afterwards, we used to have a kickabout. So there's probably about 10 of us. And, you know, every week we're like, oh, this would be great. We should start up our own football team, you know. And the kids were only about six at the time. Yeah. So, you know, we were on par with them maybe at that point. Yeah, well, not after all.
Physically, we were stronger, so it was fine. We just push them over.
A few little elbows. And then, so we were having a bit of banter on the way to school for a long time, weren't we? And then my friend happened to invite me to an England-Spain game down at Swindon just before the World Cup. And, you know, there was really inspirational leaders there. And it was just amazing to be there. So everybody knew everyone. And I turned up as a friend. And they're like, oh, so who do you play for? And I'm like, totally out of my depth. I'm like, oh, I don't play for anyone. I'm so-and-so's friend. So chatting away, and they were talking about, like, you know, what do you think about women's football? I said, oh, I think it's amazing. I said, you know, we didn't have those opportunities when we were at school, you know, but my daughter plays football and, you know, we're football twice a week. And one of the ladies I was chatting to, she said, "Where do you live?" I said, "Oh, Leeds." And she says, "Oh, well, I know the development officer for the Leeds West Riding. You should consider doing walking football." And I was like, I want to do a bit more than that. I'm not, you know, I want to do something a bit more active. So anyway, she said to me, "Right, here's the contact details for the development officer at West Riding." I was like, yeah, I'll contact them. Got back up on the school run saying to Alyssa, "Oh my God, went to the England game. I've got the contact details for West Riding." And then that was it. Alyssa was just on it. I didn't have to do anything else apart from turn up. That's how we got started, really, wasn't it?
So County FA and next door to my kids' football club, so the guy that was in charge of the development for women and ladies football, put us in touch with another mum's team, which is what we were sort of known as at the beginning, and lent us some equipment. By lent, I mean, he gave it to us and he's just never seen it again, and lent us the pitch and, you know, has been really good to us. So he's been sort of instrumental, really, in keeping it going. And from then, there's been a number of other mums teams that have been set up as well. So, you know, people have got like very limited or no experience whatsoever. So it's been, you know, he's been great at supporting our level.
So neither of you played before?
No. Only with the kids.
Yeah, I was always a big fan of football, like growing up, like, you know, used to go and watch Man United, massive Man U fan, but never ever played it. My sport's netball. I think that's just how the route that you kind of went into at school, yeah, wasn't it, at the time? I mean, it just wasn't there.
Yeah, my dad used to take me to the Leeds games. I've got my Leeds shirt on tonight, see, look. And he used to take me to Leeds games, and he stopped taking me to Leeds games because I always needed to go to the toilet, and he used to miss girls when I went to the toilet. So he used to leave me at home with my grandma and take my brother. So I stopped going from quite an early age. But yeah, this is my first ever Leeds shirt. I got this for Christmas off my husband. Oh, and it's got my name on back, and I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever owned.
Yeah, we're going to ask you about that. So this is big news for Leeds.
My family are very big Leeds supporters. So yeah, it's been a long time coming, and everybody's really excited. Although you couldn't get a ticket last year to go see them, so you've no chance this year at all.
So you describe yourself as mums. What do your kids think about you playing football?
They like it in some ways. Right at the beginning, and probably for the first few months, the kids used to come to the training session, and often it were about ladies that couldn't get childcare. So they used to bring kids down, and we used to let them sort of have one end at 3G pitch while we used other, and then we used to play a game. But it really got to a point where they sort of just took over the kids, because they were all playing, they're all pretty good. They just sort of took over, and we felt as though we want learning as much as we were, because kids would just be like smashing girls in left, right and centre. And we wanted to be smashing girls in, not them. So we've turfed them out now, and they're not allowed to come anymore.
Have they been impressed with how your skills, you know, have your skills changed, and have you got any nice tricks, and have you got stuff to impress them with now?
We learned a while ago how to do a Maradona turn, right?
You did, not yeah, all of us well, did.
Okay, so someone showed us like a really basic way of doing it, and I can do it. I can't do it at speed. I can do it from like a stationary position, but I think it looks pretty good. But my youngest is just like, that's pathetic. He thinks it's like, that's just... what are you even doing? Because he can do it at speed, so he can run and then do it, which I'm like, I don't even know how you do that without falling over. I think we have got loads better. You know, we always used to joke how terrible we were. We've got a great coach who really structures the sessions.
We had two training sessions, and then we had that game, didn't we?
And a proper match.
Yeah. Oh, it was meant to be a local team. Anyway, these girls, I say girls, they were young girls, turns
out. They were
up.
Literally 18. We all could have been the mothers, and we were like...
Two of them played for Donnybells. So we were like, oh my God, completely intimidated from the onset, weren't we? Anyway, we had a game. I think we got thrashed about 11-0. But I reckon if we played them now, we'd give them a good shot. We've definitely improved.
Yeah. Those who really, really enjoyed it, and even if, you know, they'd never kicked a ball before, have stayed with us, and we haven't really lost any players, have we?
You know, Neil, our coach now, is like, you know, as Alyssa says, structured the sessions. So we've got like a consistent warm-up. I suppose because of COVID, we've had to go back to basics, haven't we? But for me, I'm not very skillful. So for me, even just dribbling with the ball, I'm all right kicking and hoofing the ball, but literally dribbling it. And it has gone back to basics, and it's been really good. And it's just simply things like looking up, passing the ball.
It is amazing how quickly you can see your skills improving.
Yeah.
We've really noticed that as we've gone along.
Have you got any games lined up?
Well, we had a couple of tournaments planned for the summer, which would have been our first tournaments, which, you know, proper tournaments where like medals and stuff. We were quite looking forward to that. So that didn't happen. But we are hoping to get back to our monthly flexi league that we're playing. So we're hoping that they're going to start back soon. What's really like novel about the matches, and what like our husbands have been down to watch, and sometimes they'll ref for us. And, you know, I think it's hilarious how everybody's so polite. So if you accidentally knock into someone or tackle them a bit hard or something, we all go, oh, I'm really sorry about that. You know, and it's like, it's the politest game of football ever. And we all, if anyone falls over, we all laugh, you know, we all think it's really funny. And it's just a really interesting way, I think, to play football. Like, men are just not like that at all.
No.
And, you know, we're all like, oh, you look nice. Have you got some new boots? Oh, they're beautiful. You know, and everybody's like super nice to one another.
It's so true. So in your little league, what's the kind of average age of the women that are playing?
I'd say probably 45, maybe.
A missed generation of women that couldn't play when they were younger.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we've got a couple of youngsters that are less than 30. we're like, less than 30. But as a general rule, everybody's around 40. I think maybe the oldest player we've got is maybe about 48 or something like that. And everything in between.
We did have a couple of new players that joined us a couple of weeks ago, actually. One's an ex-Leeds United player. So she says, oh, I haven't played for years. I had a knee replacement last year. Do you think I'll be all right coming down? We're like, yeah, come down. And then she said something about playing football. We said, oh, did you used to play? She went, yeah, I used to play for Leeds. She was amazing. But do you know what? It was so good having her there because it was like having an extra coach, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So she stayed?
Yeah, she's good. She's paying subs now, isn't she?
We just started paying subs as well. So we're like a proper official outfit now where we pay subs.
Can I ask you about football up north? Because the England women's football team is largely represented by women from the north. Do you think that there's a culture of football emerging through the schools, or how's it look up there?
I mean, my daughter plays, she's at football training tonight, but I wouldn't say it's been encouraged by the schools. It's been sort of independent.
It's been more the sort of Wildcats. It's like an initiative for girls between age like 5 and 12, so quite a big range. And there's Wildcat centres, so like Rothwell Juniors, they had a Wildcat centre, and all it would be is a Leeds United coach would come and take a session. And then that sort of then feeds into the sort of girls' teams. So that's been a great initiative.
It's been really, really lovely to talk to you, and good luck with moving gradually out of lockdown, and hopefully we'll all get those little tournaments going, and maybe we'll see you at some sort of tournament in the future.
Well, absolutely, because I'm assuming that your Germany tournament is obviously cancelled, isn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as I sort of heard it, and I'm like, oh my God, what a great idea that is. We get to go away and play some football. So I've been straight on going, oh, next year into Maginas, we'll be there.
Brilliant. We'll see you there. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us.
All right, thanks
for having us. Thanks for getting in touch. See ya.
See you later.
That was Dawn Gledhill and Alyssa Hammond from Intermagin FC, based in Leeds. As we mentioned in a previous podcast, we didn't manage to get to Dusseldorf for the Eurogames, but the next Eurogames tournament for 2021 is being held in Copenhagen and Malmö next August. And it's also joint celebration World Pride, so Copenhagen, here we come.
Well, I mean, even though I'm terribly disappointed to have missed out on Dusseldorf, I mean, Copenhagen isn't a bad alternative, is it?
I've never been to Scandinavia.
Nor have I.
Always wanted to go.
So apparently Copenhagen is the happiest city in the world.
Oh, happy and gay.
Which might be twinned with Brighton, because aren't we the happiest city in the UK?
Are we?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. There you go. And then, of course, there's Danish pastries.
And Carlsberg, that's Danish.
And a massive great big pride.
There you go.
Oh, I mean, fab.
What's not to like? Yeah, that's brilliant. So I think we'll start talking to the team about who's up for that and get some training in. We've got plenty of time now.
And I feel we're so much better than we were last time. I think Dusseldorf, we would have been great fun, but I think we can probably play some football now.
Oh, that's fighting talk right there.
Yeah.
Blimey. Anyone who's listening, be afraid. Adele's coming.
Jesus.
That's all for this edition of Hot Shots. I'm Kate. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, then why not subscribe and give us a rating?
And I'm Adele. And hopefully it won't be 4 months till you hear from us again.
See you next time. And remember,
you're never too old to be a hot shot. Yeah.